The Audubon Wheelers baseball team has not been able to put a win in the book since June 7th after dropping their last nine games. While they haven't been able to add on wins, they have competed with the likes of Missouri Valley, Logan Magnolia, and IKM Manning, but haven't been able to pull through for the entirety of the ball game. Competing on the field is the main goal for head coach Eric Borkowski and his boys as they look to get back in the win column.
Like I keep telling everybody, even in other interviews, I just wanted the boys to continue to compete. And they've done a great job with that. I mean, there's some games that, yeah, we take away a few mistakes here or there. We're in the ball game, give up a little less walk. But that's just one of those things. Now we're in that growing pain of too many walks as a pitcher or making too many errors in the field or not getting them big timely hits like other teams are. But the last week or so, we've been getting them hits, but it just might not be at the right time. This is hopefully we continue to get the hits and clean some other things up. Hopefully we can get back in the win column.
Both Aaron Olsen and Brody Schultes continue to lead the Wheelers at the plate this season. Olsen is batting .323 with a .397 on base percentage and ties with Schultes for a team-high 8 RBIs. Speaking of Schultes, he averages .388 at the plate with a .386 on base percentage and a .433 slugging percentage on the season with just 6 strikeouts. These two have been examples of what the other Wheelers are starting to achieve, with more contact at the plate.
The last couple games, I mean, I think the boys did a great job all the way through the lineup. They saw those two were getting contact, making great contact, getting on base. And Carson Russell in the 3-hole, he's been hitting the ball really well. But unfortunately, it's been right at somebody or it's been a couple steps to the right or left for an infielder or even an outfielder. I mean, they're starting to come together. They're starting to click the hit. Once that happens, I think we're going to continue to see more success in the runs column. And like I say, hopefully in that win column.
This year is just a building year for the Audubon Wheelers, as they've only continued to improve from last year. Coach Borkowski knew that taking this role would be challenging, but it was a challenge that he wanted to take head on.
I just want to continue to keep seeing this go, get more and more wins as the years go on. In the first year, sometimes you just have growing pains, and I think that's what's going on is they're swinging the bat better, and we're not getting strikeouts like they said we used to looking. But, I mean, there are still looking strikeouts. I'd love to love to see the strikeout numbers come way down a lot from year one to year five or even year one to year two. I mean, there's just gradual increases you want to cut down on or gradual things you want to cut down on. And one of them right now would be strikeouts, and the other one would be fielding errors with throwing errors.
Like many teams, Audubon is heading toward the end of the regular season of baseball action. The Wheelers will face off against all non-conference schools to finish out the year as they look to add another win on the board to conclude the regular season.
Yeah, the best thing about right now is a lot of these teams we've never seen before. I'm one of those coaches that doesn't really go look at stats, and I know a lot of kids do that. And I'm like, guys, so I mean, yeah, he may have a .600 batting average, but more than likely he's a good hitter. But we just got to make the adjustments to him and continue to do our things the right way, and things will come out on top and in the end.
Audubon will face off against Carroll here tonight and then jump into Thursday's non-conference game against Lennox. KSON 96.5 and Western Iowa Today TV will have all the coverage of the Wheelers and the Tigers on Thursday with a pregame show at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.